Tuesday night, or Lachof Adar, Toshin Ayin Hay. Tvar Allah and Chavis Allah.
So, my nephew was here from America, and so someone said, you're going to take him into Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I think more people can get you. I'm one of the few people who can't get you into Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So if you need ever to not get into Rav Chaim Kanievsky, come to me. That was a joke. So he goes into Rav Chaim and he, oh yeah, and whoever took him in said, here's a Talmud Chacham from Lakewood. So Rav Chaim says to him, are you ready for a Bechina? So he said, yeah. So this just happened yesterday. He told me this morning. So Rav Chaim says, can women make tzitzis? And he didn't know. So I said, this is what I'm going to talk about tonight. In case you ever go into Rav Chaim and you're introduced as a Talmud Chacham, and he might ask you the same question. Of course, you could always do the safest thing and say it's machlaikis, and you would be right. So, anyway, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, it's a machlaikis. We show him exactly a three-way machlaikis, because there's two reasons for those that say they cannot. The Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is they can. The Ramah brings down the shita that they cannot, and you should be machmir lechatchila like that shita. Mr. Brewer speaks out, but b'diavad it's kosher. You know, I don't know, you're in a rush, you're going on a trip, you have to rush off, and you tell your wife, you know, make the tzitzis for me. And she says, yeah, I know how. But it could happen, it's only a scenario. And you don't have time, you know, so, b'diavad it's good, Mr. Brewer paskins. The question if a cotton could make tzitzis, so that depends on the machlokes of why a woman cannot, according to the shitas that she cannot. So there's a machlekes within that machlekes. So obviously there also, but the evidence you're going to say it's kosher. Because even a woman, we say, but the evidence is kosher. Koshkein katan, that according to some shitas who explain that a woman can't, but even according to that, a katan can. So, the evidence could happen, but the chatchila taka, a katan should not. Even though the Mishnah Berurah brings down some shitas that a cotton could even lechatchila do it, but okay, if it ever is no geya, you know, like you don't have time, you give it to your kid, but it's not so posh. You lechatchila should refrain from that. Okay, so okay, now we are in the Chavis Halvavus, Shar HaBechina Paragimel, and he's talking about examining all the aspects of the Bria, and yesterday we talked about what he means by the Ruchnius of the Bria. Umedabro, and examine the people who speak, meaning human beings, the domamo, domem, that's animals, v'nocho, v'no, the world stationary, the world moves, ukfo'ov, the things that are lifeless, not even plants, utzmochal, plants, the elyono, the tachtono, it's not clear what that means, maybe it means the upper, the worlds, the other planets. Tachtono might mean the oceans, the depths of the oceans. Shabori yisale, and realize and study and see that the Ribono Shel Olam herkivo harkova nechona, he combined all the elements in just the right proportions. I don't know enough to tell you, but if you delve into the chemistry and the exactness of which different elements have to combine to make this world livable, you would know what the, you know, you would have some inkling of what the Chavis Halavus is talking about. And again, he's talking thousands of years ago, close to now, that we know it's so much more complex and more kov to perfect the degrees. The Sidro Sidro Masukon, everything works. It works. It rains. The soil, you know, Earth is the only planet that has soil. And it produces food. The chilek also chilek mevuar, animals, plants, humans. The samo romez elav umora olav. This might very well be the pshat in the ruchnius, that these things are merames to a creator. Because they're planned and they're so perfect and they mesh together and different things combine, so it points to a bore. Romez elav umora olav, kasher torah hamalacha alosa. Fabayas al Bonah, you pass a house, you know someone built it. So here also. For Roy Sheteda,
Shekola ola mechubur migashmius veruchnius. He says again, everything is made up of physical matter and ruchnius, which we talked about yesterday. What he means, maybe he means the inner life force of it. Nimzugu v'nesarvu, they're mixed together. Atshashav ketzosam, amidim es ketzosam. Each one sustains the other. Without a body, you have no neshama in this world. Without a neshama, you have no body. So here also, without the inner life force of every object, it would die or atrophy or cease to exist. But the form it takes is the physical form. So they play off one against another. Kanefesh u'guf b'chayim. Okay, we'll stop here.